plays didn't tackle as well as we need to. I think that continues to be a spot we have to continue to work on our physicality and execution of that. Cut a few guys loose, and there's a lot of holistic things there that got to continue to be worked on, as we've seen, and we continue to work on them.
Offensively, obviously, you open the third quarter with a lead, even get a big run from Devin to start things off, but kind of hit a lull after that. What do you think led to that?
It's just our inconsistencies. Yeah, we get a big run and we have to settle for a field goal. We get a pick that could have maybe gone for six early in the game and we don't get anything. You know, that's like I told our team, unfortunately, I think a lot of things that I'll answer will continue to sound like a broken record right now as we grow as a football team. But I know they're working at it and we're working to get better. But those are our margin of error and execution in some key times are not where they completely need to be. And I'm trying to look here as you're asking. I mean, we have to settle for a field goal and then it's barely 2 minutes and then they come back so quickly, and that's the part I don't think we're quite there yet, where we can answer back and forth. That's not going to be us right now. So I think that's a telltale of that third quarter. And yet we come in with great confidence. It has to be the most explosive plays that we've had by far. So, you know, we're doing some of those things. But, two interceptions is disappointing. Our third down conversions isn't where it needs to be, which again, puts us in those unfortunate situations that we have to continue to work on.
Season best in offensive yards for the team. A lot of different guys contributed to that production. How do you feel about just the way the ball was distributed and the production from those key contributors?
Yeah, I'm really, really pleased with that part of it, because as we continue to evolve, I think you want, we have to continue to find more playmakers and find those. Looking at it, Lawrence Arnold, I didn't realize he had that many catches. Trevor Wilson made, I thought a couple of really outstanding plays and showing what he can do. Obviously, Kwame with the big play, but, I think it wasn't a ton of touches, but Tory Loughlin can show his speed and athleticism. So, you start to gain confidence and look for other ways to get guys the ball and spread it around and do things. And hopefully that'll be some of the balance that we're looking for. For us to, run the ball for 200 yards is a positive. Some might be scrambles, though, so we don't want to get, completely fooled in that, and we'll own it. But I just go back to consistency is what we want, but to continue to get more players that are on the field contributing helps depth, helps competition, helps morale, all those things that we're looking for.
You kind of alluded to the two interceptions that Jason both in the second half. I think the first one in particular, the game was still maybe,
Yeah.
Hand yet. So, what did you see on that play?
I really couldn't tell if the guy dropped off. He was sitting right there. I think he's probably too. I don't know. You guys probably have a better shot of it than I do and see the replays. But it looked like, I don't know if the guy was just sitting there, but it looked like he was locked on. His eyes were locked on the receiver and leading him right into it. And again, that's a young quarterback mistake, unfortunately. And obviously the field position of that and the momentum of that was one that probably was one that really kind of swung it even more so in their favor.
What did you learn about your team today?
They care, they really do, and they really battle, and they want to play, and they do want to do well, and I think that's the part that, as you go through these and everything that they've been through, many of these older players, is that they're still battling to and stick together and to watch them. And as I told them that just after the game, that I watch them believe in one another and the excitement when things are going well. We just got to be able to answer when things aren't as well and be able to keep and make the play plays when we need to. And but I would venture to say that I hope people see what I see, and that's that they're playing hard for 60 minutes and keep doing the things in the right way. You know, I don't know what penalties have, but five penalties, you know, wanting the offensive pass interference, you know, they're late. But, you know, five penalties, I think we're playing fairly clean. You know, the one on Kenny is tough because, you know, that's a guy just going to make a play. And it looked to me like he got, the quarterback was partially going down, but had tripped almost as it was going. But I still think I like the way we're going about it. I do. It's just not happening fast enough for anyone that's following our program.
And what does it say about your offense? 7.4 yards per play.
You know, it's a decent day. You'll learn about me is when you throw all this stuff at me this fast after a game. I'm not, it's because I'm thinking about not scoring after the first interception. I'm thinking about how we kind of came up dry there at the end. Those are things that kind of stick in my mind. So average per play, you know, again, statistically and big plays and things like that, I think there's things for our young men to gain confidence from holistically as an offensive unit, and I think we will.
On the kick catch interference, it wasn't initially called. It was delay, and then finally, what explanation was given to you about that call?
That they were trying to get all their stories together, that they were what everybody saw, and that you know, that one of our players ran into the returner that caused it, not a blocked into. So.
What's the next step for you guys defensively, just to incrementally?
You know, I don't know if you're asking personnel or fundamentally or schematic. You know, we have to go back and keep analyzing what we can do and what we can handle as far as, like, total package, but we just can't line up. We're too young of a football team just to line up and play and think we're just going to go toe-to-toe with everybody the rest of the Big 12 season. So we have to find ways to, you know, for as fast as they played after a couple, I was proud that I didn't hear a lot of issues of getting calls or guys panicking at timeouts or off the field that they weren't getting something. So I think we took a step that way in our preparation. Probably holistically, we made some changes already. You saw Rich Miller on the field a lot more. Rich played, you know, he's playing pretty much all three linebacker spots, but playing more in the middle, you know, and we're asking a lot of Rich. But, you know, we will continue to do, you know, different things and using different personnel so we stay as fresh as we can. But we have to, you know, as I said before, we have to tackle better, okay? And we have to be more physical and getting off blocks and doing things when things are happening, when teams start coming downhill at us. And we'll go right back at it on Monday.
Were there times in the game where you saw the tackling was more fundamentally sound?
Yeah, I saw some, you know, but you know, we're still at some stuff. We're not bringing our feet with it. We're just, you know, we're throwing a shoulder instead of wrapping up. There's some things there that we continue to work on, and some of that, like I said, some of these are going to be, you know, hopefully we're going to be talking down the road sometime. And I say down the road might be a year or so from now when freshmen are sophomores and sophomores are juniors and we're physically stronger and more confident and feel really good and the game starts slowing down and our angles are great and we're flying around. But in the meantime, we're going to keep striving for that and get them in position that we can do it. I'm confident our players will work at it as well.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.